national interest this week stays with domestic politics, Indian politics, and we pick up a very interesting pattern. Now, school kids these days, as we know, are super smart. But even if they weren't, they tell you in a jiffy what the so-called doctrine of MAD, M-A-D, in International Strategic Affairs stands for. That is mutually assured destruction. What this means is, where if one nation used a nuclear weapon against the other, the retaliation will come with three. So each side knows ki hum barbaad ho jayenge, because both warring parties are convinced of this mutually assured destruction. That is MAD. That is the MAD doctrine. That's why they keep the peace. The logic has kept the peace among the big powers for 75 years now. Never mind that Vladimir Putin has lately been checking the outer limits of that restraint. But what's this emerging new doctrine of MAD in Indian politics? Because we told you we were not talking about Ukraine this week. You must be a little bit tired of Ukraine all the time. We are talking about Indian politics. Now, more than 2 years ago, we had explained, and I'm giving you some links in the description. More than 2 years ago, we had explained in a national interest piece how the Modi Shah BJP had perfected their strategy of triple weaponization against those they didn't like, their critics, their opposition, and others. Now, the three weapons were as follows. One, the police and investigating and tax agencies and ED. Let's just call them agencies for simplicity here on. Two, friendly television channels. And three, the massive operation in the social media, on the social media platforms, particularly Twitter. So you will have an agency throw a charge, no matter how fake or fictional. Then you will have friendly, Ravan-headed, you know, so many heads on those channels, Ravan-headed channel, scream at prime time, pronouncing the guy guilty of all that is insinuated and worse. And then you carried on through the next 72 hours, at least on social media, especially Twitter, with hashtags calling the guy or calling the guys thief, murderer, rapist, terrorist, Dawood Ibrahim Lackey, ISI agent, bribe taker, whatever suited you. Now, it worked for a long time. It isn't working anymore, at least not in the sense that it's no longer one-sided. Now, check this out with Mamata Banerjee, whose nephew and heir apparent Abhishek Banerjee has been in trouble, along with his wife, or Maharashtra's Uddhav Thackeray, who faced the full impact of this triple weaponization when his young minister's son was hit by wild allegations of having been part of the conspiracy to quote-unquote kill actor Sushant Singh Rajput because of some dark fictional fight over a woman actor. This when Mumbai police had ruled that this was purely a suicide. So Bombay police was called names as well. For days together, the pro-BJP primetime warriors and social media cells continued the tirade. In fact, it still keeps popping up every now and then. In Maharashtra, we've also had two state cabinet ministers in jail, that is Anil Deshmukh and Nawab Malik. Then, inevitably, it began to change. It is as if somebody woke up the non-BJP chief ministers in the states to the fact that, look, if the center has control over its agencies, you also have control over your police forces and your own agencies. You have your CID, Special Operations Group, Anti-Terrorist Squad, Anti-Corruption Wing, so on and so forth, and Economic Offences Wing. So they were reminded that if the center could use its agencies to threaten, intimidate, and jail them, so could they. Because under our constitutional arrangement, as I just mentioned, state governments control law and order fully. So a fight back now began slowly about 2 years ago. Now it has become an established pattern and will get more intense as time passes. You know, as the Americans say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Or maybe we might put it better in India, picture abhi shuru hui hai. That picture abhi baki hai dost nahi, picture abhi shuru hui hai. The movie has just begun. That's the situation our politics is in right now. Now it's tricky to say who saw the light first, but it's tempting to give credit to old fox Sharad Pawar with the idea. Because he's been chief minister more than once in the past. He's also a veteran of national politics. So he could have come up with this idea. We don't know for sure. We are just guessing. I don't think he'll mind it. Now, while the West Bengal government had signaled a pushback to some extent earlier, it was the Maharashtra Vikas Aghadi MVA coalition that began retaliating in kind. In June 2020, after Sushant Singh Rajput's death was widely and wildly described as a murder, not suicide, and when Junior Thackeray was insinuated to be a conspirator and the case was handed over to CBI. This was a perfect study in this three-dimensional warfare. The agency, friendly TV channels and social media cells. The army, navy and air force of this warfare were now moving in tandem with the kind of interforce cohesion Vladimir Putin is so bitterly missing among his forces in Ukraine. If his army, navy, air force worked together like that, he might have had different results instead of the disaster that he's facing right now. Now, a few things came up at that point in a first show of full-scale defiance by the Maharashtra government. With the help of some fine young reporters in our political team, headed by D.K. Singh, our political editor, and these reporters are Mansi Fadke in Mumbai, Shreyasi Day in Kolkata, Ishadrita Lahiri and Revati Krishnan in Delhi, I have done a short inventory of how this evolving fight back is going on. We begin with Maharashtra, which is the most interesting and the most important. Now, in the wake of Sushant Singh Rajput death being handed over to CBI, the state withdrew its general consent to CBI to investigate its cases there. Most states in general give their general consent that when a case requires the CBI, the CBI can come in. It can presume that they will get clearance of the state. In this case, the state withdrew that general consent. Soon enough, this was a contagion. As most other non-BJP states followed, the MVA government made a specific target of the TV anchor, seen to be the most vocal on the Rajput issue, Arnab Goswami. He was arrested on a bunch of charges. Then look at some other cases. After the Antalya case, that is the Amani residence case, the center again blamed the state police of failure and called in the National Investigating Agency. State government didn't like it one bit. So the state hit back by setting up a special investigating team to probe the death of Dadra and Nagar Haveli MP Mohan Delkar on charges of BJP's involvement. That those allegations were made by interested parties in Mumbai, in Maharashtra. Now, this got more intense. Now, former BJP Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis sought investigations against the state government's ministers and officials for taking bribes in the postings and transfers of officers. So again, the state government retaliated. And how? His evidence was based on surveillance by senior IPS officer Rashmi Shukla. The state government charged Rashmi Shukla, senior IPS officer, with illegal phone tapping. Earlier this month, the state police filed a 700-page charge sheet against Rashmi Shukla. Next, has the CBI and Enforcement Directorate, or the agencies as we call them, now targeted MVA ministers Anil Deshmukh and then Nawab Malik? The state police briefly arrested Central Minister and former Chief Minister of Maharashtra and former Shiv Sainik Narayan Rane for allegedly threatening to slap Uddhav Thackeray. In the course of time, an attempt to murder case was also filed against Rane's son Nitesh, who's also an MLA, and this case was based on a Shiv Sena member's complaint. Next, the latest, of course, is the arrest on charges including sedition of the BJP loyalist MP Navneet Rana and her MLA husband Ravi Rana for threatening to chant Hanuman Chalisa in front of the Chief Minister's home. Now, there is much else that's happened in Maharashtra meanwhile, including during and after the farcical arrest of Shah Rukh Khan's son. But this phenomenon is not limited to one state. Let's look at others. Let's look east at West Bengal. Now, number one, MP Arjun Singh, BJP MP Arjun Singh, who, by the way, had defeated Dinesh Trivedi, who was then with TMC in the last parliament elections. So, BJP MP Arjun Singh has been charged under Prevention of Corruption Act for giving away loans against fake work contracts as the chairman of Bhatpada Naihati Cooperative Bank. So he was a chairman of the bank. There was another organization which produced work permits as a kind of collateral and wanted a loan against those. The loan was given and the allegation is that those work permits were fake. And he obviously, allegedly, in his own interest, because there might have been something involved there, some benefit, sanctioned those loans. So that case is going on. Then in September 2020, West Bengal CID filed charges against BJP MP, another MP, Jagannath Sarkar, allegedly for the murder of TMC MLA Satyajit Biswas in 2019. In a second supplementary charge sheet, in the same case, subsequently, BJP National Vice President Mukul Roy was charged too as a co-conspirator in that murder, no less. Now next, in September 2021, the state CID summoned leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari. Remember, he's the guy who defeated Mamata Banerjee in the state election. And he was summoned for the murder of his bodyguard, Subrata Chakravarti, based on Chakravarti's wife's complaint. A case was registered under IPC sections 302, no less, murder, and 120B, conspiracy, right? That case is going on. Next, there were some stirrings earlier also in West Bengal. In March 2018, West Bengal police had gone to Indore to interrogate BJP leader and its West Bengal unit in charge, Kailash Vijayvargiya, in a child trafficking case. In February 2019, the state police lodged criminal complaints against senior CBI officer Pankaj Srivastav. On 5th April 2021, Abhishek Banerjee, Mamata's nephew, filed a case accusing news channel Times Now and Enforcement Directorate for conspiring to defame him. ED officers were summoned thrice by the police. So this is now also agency versus agency. Again, in May 2021 in West Bengal, BJP leader Rakesh Singh was charged by Calcutta police in a cocaine case. Another BJP functionary, Pamela Goswami, was jailed on drug charges and got her bail only after 292 days in the jail. The Congress woke up in Rajasthan after the Ashok Gehlot government had its near-death brush with defections in 2020. The Police Special Operations Group, SOG, charged two BJP functionaries under the sedition law for, quote-unquote, luring away Congress MLAs. Later, Central Minister Gajendra Shekhawat also faced the same charges. These were later dropped. Now, an abetment of suicide case in Rajasthan has also been filed against BJP leader Jitendra Gotwal after a doctor apparently killed himself, alleging she was wrongly accused of killing a patient. You saw that story. It just came out recently. It's a recent event. In April 2022, an FIR was filed against Network 18 anchor Aman Chopra for alleged sedition and causing enmity between communities. Now, there are many instances of other states, Andhra, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, which generally tend to be a little more genteel, also joining. And I will just list some for you. In Tamil Nadu, for example, the former AIADMK minister, D. Jayakumar, he had a case registered against him for allegedly assaulting a DMK worker. In January 2022, BJP Yuva Morcha president Vinod Selvam had an FIR filed against him, allegedly for a hateful tweet or a hate-mongering tweet. And looking at Kerala, in June of 2021, an FIR was filed against BJP chief K. Surendran for allegedly bribing his rival in the election to withdraw from the contest against him. So that is the BJP chief, against the BJP chief. Then in the same relevant period, the state SIT, Special Investigating Team, also interrogated some state BJP leaders on the allegations that they had responsibility or some role in a 3.5 crore highway robbery in the states. So there are instances from Andhra, Telangana also. I'm not going into those in details. I'm looking instead in the passing, and the latest turn is the still wet behind the ears Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab sending its police, calling on the Congress party's Alka Lamba, its vocal critic, BJP's Tejinder Singh Bagga, everybody's vocal critic, and its own estranged leader, that is poet Kumar Vishwas. Once this battle begins in earnest, that's between Punjab and the center, Aam Aadmi Party's government in Punjab and the center, we are guaranteed full entertainment, because while the police in all our states is great at fiction writing in their FIRs and charge sheets, none is anywhere near as creative as Punjab's police. In conclusion, let's say this. The non-BJP states now are retaliating using some of the same deadly weapons that the center employs against them. That's why a MAD doctrine, MAD doctrine, is now evolving in Indian federal politics as well. You lock my man and I shall lock up two of yours. Let's call this mutually assured detention.